From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A nation still at war, as the president puts it, is paying tribute to fallen service members. President Obama honored the war dead this Memorial Day in ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery. NPR's Craig Windham reports Obama says with the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan winding down, this country is at a crossroads, and most Americans, as he notes, are not directly touched by war.
The president praised those who've served in the military for their character and selflessness. He said he's concerned that their sacrifices are not being fully appreciated, even though the nation is still at war.
Let it be our task, every single one of us, to honor the strength and the resolve and the love these brave Americans felt for each other and for our country.
Earlier, the president stood solemnly after placing a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns, and cannon fire rumbled across the rolling hills of the cemetery with its rows of simple white marble headstones, each decorated with a small American flag. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Diplomatic efforts to end the Syrian crisis are unfolding on several levels today. Republican Senator John McCain has made a previously unannounced visit to Syria to meet with rebels fighting to topple the Assad regime. McCain has been an outspoken proponent of providing military aid to Syria's opposition. In Brussels, European Union ministers are debating whether to ease sanctions that would allow the arming of Syrian rebels. Austria's foreign minister says there's no deal. Adding to the urgency of the talks were that Syrian troops have used chemical weapons on rebels as recently as mid-April. The French paper Le Monde reports its journalists witness fighters suffer burning eyes and breathing difficulties during fighting on the outskirts of Damascus. The UN Human Rights Council plans to hold another urgent debate on Syria's long-running civil war. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports the U.S., Turkey, and Qatar are requesting a special session in an effort to pressure the warring parties to end the killing of civilians.
Officials say negotiations already have begun on a resolution focusing on the violence in the Syrian town of Al-Qasar. UN Human Rights Commissioner Navi Pillay says she's very concerned at reports of extreme violence directed at civilians.
Hundreds of civilians have been killed or injured, and thousands may remain trapped by indiscriminate shelling and aerial attacks by government forces in Al-Qasar.
The UN Council has passed 9 previous resolutions on Syria aimed at ending the waves of killings, rapes, torture, and other abuse. So far, none have succeeded in ending these atrocities or bringing any of the perpetrators to justice. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
You're listening to NPR News. Colorado's decision to legalize marijuana apparently has had an unintended consequence, that is, endangering children. NPR's Rob Stein reports a new study documents a small increase in children accidentally ingesting marijuana since the law changed.
Researchers in Denver looked at the number of children treated in a children's hospital emergency room for accidental ingestion of marijuana before and after Colorado legalized the drug. In the journal JAMA Pediatrics, the researchers report that no children were treated at the ER for that problem before the new law went into effect, but at least 14 children aged 12 or younger were treated for accidental marijuana ingestion since then. 8 of the 14 cases involved medical marijuana. In 7 of the cases, children apparently ate food containing marijuana. The researchers say the cases suggest that more precautions need to be taken to prevent children from accidentally ingesting marijuana in states that ease their marijuana laws. Rob Stein, NPR News.
A fire reportedly broke out aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise ship as it made its way from Baltimore to the Bahamas. The Associated Press cites the cruise liners saying the fire broke out overnight and was quickly extinguished. No injuries were reported. The price of oil fell below $94 a barrel in Europe this day. By early afternoon, benchmark oil for July delivery slid 56 cents to $93.59. Investors concerned about global energy demand took profits ahead of big economic data this week from China and the U.S., which releases May's employment report tomorrow. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.